AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so get this. Today's deep dive is going to be a wild one, a real trip into suburbia gone wrong. We're talking property lines, parenting nightmares, the whole shebang. And it all comes from a listener story straight from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ah, yes. The underbelly of suburban life, you know. You think perfectly manicured lawns, but underneath, sometimes it's anything but peaceful.
Tell me about it. And this story is a prime example. Picture this. Our listener and their spouse find this perfect spot in Pittsburgh, build their dream house close to family. Sounds pretty idyllic, right?
It does, especially when you consider they actually built on land that used to be part of the listener's parents' property. So this wasn't some random move. They had history there.
Exactly. This wasn't some newbie mistake, misjudging the neighborhood. They knew the area. But get this. Across the street lived this couple. Let's just say they were known to enjoy themselves a little too much late nights. You know, maybe one too many.
The kind of neighbors you hope are going to stay on their side of the fence, yes. Both literally and otherwise.
Bingo. At first, it seemed okay, manageable, but, well, let's just say things escalated. And it all started with something that sounds innocent enough. Kids on bikes.
Yes. The classic suburban image. Except when it's not so idyllic anymore. Because here's the thing, kids, they test boundaries, right? And how those boundaries are set, well, that can get interesting.
No kidding. And in this case, those bikes weren't just sticking to the sidewalks. We're talking like constant riding through the listener's yard, even onto the parents' property next door.
Oh, see, now that's not just annoying. That's going too far. You're talking about disrespect, a complete disregard for someone else's property.
And did those kids care? Not a chance. The listener even put up no trespassing signs, you know, just trying to be reasonable. But apparently those were met with, well, more of a challenge accepted than anything else.
Well, that tells you something right there. Sounds like the message at home wasn't exactly respect your neighbors.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's more like do whatever you want was the motto over there.
And that brings us to what I'd call a turning point in this whole saga. The moment it went from, oh, those pesky kids, to something way more confrontational.
You're talking about what I like to call the bird flipping incident, right?
Yeah.
Because nothing says we raised them right like a preteen flipping off the neighbors.
Oh, it's a classic. But seriously, that changes things. Now it's not just kids being kids, it's straight up disrespect.
Right. So our listener, to their credit, tried to take the high road, figured, okay, time to talk to the parents, hoping for a reasonable conversation, you know, adult to adult.
Makes sense. Try to smooth things over, except sometimes those conversations don't go as planned.
This one really didn't. According to the listener, the mother got all defensive, basically like, my kids can do no wrong. Mind your own business.
Oh, the classic deflection. It's amazing how often people just refuse to take responsibility, you know.
Talk about adding fuel to the fire. And you better believe this only made those kids even bolder. But here's where things take a turn, and it stops being about just annoying kids, because the fun-loving neighbor, he decides to join the party. And things go from annoying to downright scary.
Yeah, that's where things go from 0 to 60, you know?
Yeah.
When it stops being a neighborhood spat and turns into something else.
Totally. Like, you can deal with annoying, even confrontational, but this got scary. Remember how the listener mentioned those security cameras? Thank goodness for that, because what happened next? Well, they caught it all on tape.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but what happened?
So the neighbor, right, in broad daylight, with the listener and their family outside, walks right up to the edge of their property and threatens their dog.
Hold on, threatens, you know, like, Was the dog doing something like, I don't know, digging up a garden or something?
Nope, not even close. Yeah. The dog, Max, he was just near the property line doing his thing, and this guy pulls out a gun, threatens to shoot him.
Are you serious? That's insane. It's one thing to be like angry about something, but to pull a gun on a dog, there's no justifying that.
Right. And think about the listener's state of mind at this point. It's like kids running wild, a gun-toting neighbor. It's got to make you feel trapped in your own home.
Absolutely. It completely changes the dynamic. It's no longer about feeling annoyed. It's about feeling unsafe. And that's a whole different ballgame.
100%. And you know what makes it even crazier? This neighbor, he was ex-NYPD.
Oh, wow. Okay, that adds a whole other layer to it, doesn't it?
No kidding. Talk about an intimidation factor. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, it's not just an angry neighbor. It's someone who knows the system, you know?
Right. Makes you wonder, do they know something I don't? Will they be relieved over me? All sorts of things.
Exactly. And we have to remember, we're not just talking about some theoretical situation here. Mm-hmm. This is real life for this listener. Their sense of safety, gone. Their home, not the sanctuary it should be. It's heartbreaking.
It really is. It reminds us that these stories, they're not just about property lines or noise complaints. They're about people's lives, their well-being.
So true. And you would think, right, that at this point, someone would step in, that the community would rally around them, offer support. But, well, that's not always how it goes, is it?
Unfortunately not. Sometimes it seems like the more someone needs support, the more they end up feeling isolated.
Exactly. And it happened here. The community, well, let's just say they were divided. Some sided with the listener, but others, some even defended the neighbor.
It's that classic bystander effect, isn't it? People don't want to get involved.
Right. And the person who needs help the most is left feeling even more alone. And as if things couldn't get weirder. There's another layer to this story, something that just adds to the whole unsettling vibe.
Okay, now I really got to know what else could have possibly happened in this neighborhood.
So remember how the listener's new house, it was on land that used to be part of their parents' property? Well, get this. Two houses down from the parents lived a registered sex offender.
Oh, wow. Okay, that definitely adds a whole other dimension to the whole thing.
Right. And to be clear, it's not about blaming this person for the neighbor's actions or anything, but it's more about like the overall atmosphere, you know?
Absolutely. It makes you question the safety of the entire neighborhood.
Exactly. It's like you start to see things differently, like maybe things aren't as safe and quiet as you thought.
Right. It's that loss of innocence. Makes you realize that these situations can be more complex than they initially seem.
100%. And all this is happening while they're dealing with these awful neighbors. Remember that 10-foot fence the listener's dad put up? Trying to create some space, you know?
Yeah, I remember like a desperate attempt to get a little peace.
Exactly. But, well, you know what they say about fences, right? They don't always keep out everything.
Especially not when you're dealing with kids who are determined to push the limits and parents who don't stop them.
Right. And in the end, despite the cameras, the lawyer, everything, there wasn't really any resolution. Mm-hmm. Like they had a confrontation, things were said, but the tension still there.
It's always harder when there are no easy answers or satisfying conclusions. And unfortunately, it's a reality for many people in these situations. So true. But you know, it makes me think, what happens next? For our listener, for anyone who's gone through something this stressful.
Well, it's a process. Healing takes time. But it's important to recognize this wasn't just a disagreement. It was a scary situation. Seeking help, like therapy, support groups. Mm. That's important, you know?
Couldn't agree more. That stuff stays with you. So to our listener, if you're out there, just know your story, it matters. You're not alone.
Your strength and resilience through all of this. Yeah. It's really inspiring.
Well said. And as we wrap up this deep dive into suburban nightmares, I'm left wondering about something.
What's that?
Well, that detail about the listener's house being built on their parents' former land makes me wonder if that history, if it played a role in all of this. Like, was there some, I don't know, subconscious sense of entitlement from the neighbor. That's an interesting thought. It really makes you think about the deeper dynamics at play in these neighborhood conflicts. Things aren't always so black and white.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that there's always more to this story. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And remember, good fences don't always make good neighbors.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.